Nearly 10,000 Americans are turning 65 every day, and more of us are living longer. And that poses certain challenges that we'll have to face. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about taking care of the ones who once took care of us. The sandwich generation are those of a certain age who care not only for their children, but also for aging parents. If this happens to be you or someone you know, there are resources out there available to help. Because this is a multi-layered problem, I sought answers from two qualified individuals here at UK, Terry Weber, elder care counselor, and Ann Bassoni, a mental health counselor. I spoke first with Terry, who counsels people going through what can often be a difficult stage of life.
Elder care is not just a social issue anymore. It's actually gone over into as a workplace issue. Caregiving is a very stressful thing, and it can be very frustrating at times. And because of that, that affects your workload. It can affect work productivity. It can affect your concentration. It increases employee absenteeism. And those are the things where we try to step in and kind of do some of that groundwork for them so they don't have to take as much time off from their work as they would have.
Terry says UK Elder Care has a wide range of services that they offer, from counseling to referrals.
Ann and I definitely work together, and I've referred people to her who are in a caregiving situations, and she has referred folks to me who are kind of in that caregiving situation, and they just may not have heard of the Others program. And that's primarily what we'd like to do, is get the word out that, you know, we are available at UK to help.
While her services are for the UK community, Terry says there are other sources for those who are not affiliated with UK, and she'll be happy to refer those in need.
A lot of them are through the Bluegrass Area Agency on Aging, which is available to everyone in the community and into the Bluegrass area.
Caring for a loved one is stressful, and many of us can benefit at some point from consulting with a mental health professional. Ann Bassoni is one such professional here at UK.
I think there's still a lot of stigma of people wanting to admit they need services, and also some people that come don't want other people to know.
In fact, UK makes it easy and confidential for faculty, staff, retirees, and sponsor dependents to avail themselves of mental health counseling.
UK offers 5 free mental health visits during the fiscal year. So that's a June to July period. And that means that they can use their 5 visits for any variety of situations. It might be a mental health issue, anxiety, depression, things like that, or it could be parenting issues, it could be grief, substance abuse, any variety of things. And during those 5 visits, we try to give them some tools to work with, and if they need more services, then we refer them on to either an agency within UK or a community agency.
Bottom line, according to Terry Weber,
you need to take care of yourself in order to take care of someone else. Because if you're not around, who's going to take care of that person?
Think of it this way. Just like we're told by flight attendants, when the oxygen mask drops, you put it on yourself first before you help others. We have to take care of ourselves in order to be of assistance to those we love. For more information, you can contact UK Health and Wellness. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.